40 Falls.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, I'm your boy K Stucky 76.
Word, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another Diddy trial update. So last week we got Snoop characters. Last week, we got Sheree Hayes. That popped up.
Who?
What's his name? Sheree Hayes, right?
Oh, okay.
Sheree Hayes.
Okay. Okay.
AKA the Punisher.
Punisher.
That's right.
Nickname the Punisher.
So,
damn.
Sheree took the stand and revealed he had experience with Diddy and Cassie. Mm-hmm. Was known as the quote unquote rich married couple.
A punch.
He also wrote a book detailing their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I can't get past the Punisher.
Can't get past the Punisher. Why you say that?
Cause it just screams out damn some real wild shit been going on in there. Punisher.
Yeah.
Punisher.
Yeah.
So it just screams eyes cut out that damn leather mask with the damn zip across the mouth, man. It ain't a good look, man. I wouldn't let them call me Punisher in court.
No,
don't call me that. That's my work name.
So, Punisher, he's a male exotic dancer, stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mr. Chippendale.
Wait, Mr. Chippendale?
Yeah, Mr. Chippendale. What else you want to call him?
Shit. Hey, man, the Punisher speak for itself, man. Yeah, he came in here to punch some ass.
Yeah. But there was only one problem with that, though, man, when it come down to
what's the problem?
Being the Punisher, ass. He had some erectile dysfunction shit going on.
Yeah, you got Diddy damn meat watching.
Yeah, see, it was kind of hard for him to
perform.
Uh-oh.
I ain't did a line of coke, I'll catch it back like the rest of them.
With a
line of coke.
Oh, they were doing coke on Cassie, man.
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on. I just said, man. Shit. There's coke everywhere.
Well, he was taking ED pills.
yeah.
And then it was
That's a lot of pressure, man. Diddy had the boy performing to the highest of levels. There wasn't no room for no slacking off.
You know, Diddy said that it was hard for him to keep it down, dick hard, because now Diddy be in the corner.
Yeah, he be in the corner down.
Calling plays.
Yeah, he over there, yeah. He over there running no huddle over there. He running no huddle offense over there, man. Hey, I'm tired. Yeah. Pat, take me out, coach. I'm tired. Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they calling plays.
Yeah, he turn around, Diddy looking and shit.
See,
Diddy meat watching, meat gazing, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I mean, I can't perform with these type of conditions.
Yeah, Diddy saying, go to the right, go to the left.
Slide to the left.
Yeah.
Slide to the right. Crisscross.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Diddy calling out picking rolls in there, huh?
Yeah, Diddy calling plays.
Man, Diddy can't perform like that, man.
Diddy blurted out shit about how tight his ass is. And
he turned around and saw Diddy with a ball of Astro Glide. Shit got out of hand after that.
He talk about how tight the ass is, and
man, come on, man.
He bet the asshole tight, all type of shit.
Hey, man, see, that's what somebody need to be slapped. Yeah. See, when you sign up for dumb shit like that, that's what you get.
Yeah,
Punisher. Your ass in there. You think you're doing something. You land. You doing that. Diddy in the corner with octopus arms back there with damn hands every damn well back there. Astro Glide flying all over the damn play.
Right, right.
He telling you what to do. You know what to do. He telling you what to do. And now you can't even keep your damn soldier at attention, man. Cause it's too much pressure.
Could keep the freezer meat going. That's what you call it, right? Freezer meat. Right? That what he called it, man.
That what he called it, freezer meat?
That what he called it.
Who called it that? Did he?
No, the Punisher.
Oh, the Punisher called it freezer meat.
Yeah. So yeah. He could get the meat to freeze.
Hey, man, you know what? Sometimes you just got to know when it's, you just got to know when to back out of shit. You just got to know when to say no, man. That just all boiled down to. You uncomfortable.
They said the first time that he couldn't complete.
Yeah, he couldn't complete the job because you got Did in there and hollering and carrying on, acting like a fool in there. Did enjoying the shit more than you.
So he came around for a second time. Came back.
I blame him on that.
Why?
Declined the job. Declined the job. I'm not gonna sit here and get this dude no sympathy because he on the stand hollering about he can't get no damn, he can't keep it up because Did in the corner, man. You ain't had to carry your ass back in there.
That's that man living though.
He could find other ways to have sex. Yeah, take your ass back over there with Diddy, man. You chose to go back over there. Mm. Then they ain't made you put a gun in your head and make you walk in there.
No, you chose
to carry your ass back over there.
That check made him walk in there, though.
Hey, man.
If it was a check given. I don't know if it was a check given.
Well, hell, from what the reports is, if you ain't down, shot down, cast a club up, you ain't got paid.
No.
You had to actually nut off him so he could get it rubbing his tit is on his nipples.
Well, no, this is what the Punisher said. Now, this is what part of his testimony. He said what he did complete and drop his load off on his baby gravy on Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
He said Did it would help clean it up by licking it.
Now, see, this way we done gone too damn far. Now, I got off the train before all that, so I missed that part.
Yeah, that's
he would do said. What now?
He said that. Did it would help lick Cassie clean after he would drop his baby gravy.
God damn.
Yeah.
He didn't ask the bouncer. He would help. Oh God.
Yeah.
I don't really know. What you supposed to say to that?
Huh?
What you supposed to say to that?
Oh no, man.
You done shot your damn baby grave all over the place. He couldn't did it. He couldn't did it like that damn goat meme. That fucking sponge ass up. Well, damn.
Hell.
Damn, did it a damn nasty bouncer. Did a nasty bouncer.
Yeah, see, did it help clean up with his tongue, though? Lick.
This dude, so what you think the Punisher angle is on there? You think he trying to get some money out of this deal?
What you mean?
For his story, his
he already get money out of the deal
because his book or whatever.
His book.
I don't know, man. You're not.
He probably on the probably be on the bestseller list here shortly.
Yeah, probably so. You might be right.
You know what I mean?
You know, that Punisher thing is crazy, but I still hear nothing criminal.
You hear nothing criminal yet?
I mean, just wild, freaky ass, crazy ass, wild ass sex ain't criminal until, you know, somebody get, you know, some shit get way out of hand. He just a nasty dude, man. Just way too goddamn horny.
I don't know.
I mean, you paying for an escort. It's a crime in some states, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But dude took the money. So, hey, what you going to do?
So your thing not criminal yet.
Him doing that to Cassie and Diddy performing whatever he did, that ain't criminal. It's nasty as a motherfucker, but it ain't criminal.
I don't know. It's a quarter where it take place at.
Well, I mean, if you want to take, if you want to do that route, then yeah, I guess so and so in turn. But hell, that the case, hell, half the fucking population be locked up. You know how much ass and bought down every bike week this week?
Hey, man.
Shit. I mean, shit. We might as well start locking people at the airport. Hey. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like I say,
But it
wasn't no force going. I mean, like somebody, you know, put a gun in your head. And I guess that's what I'm saying. I guess that's where I'm trying to get to.
Who won't put the what?
Did ain't put no gun in nobody's head. Punisher head. And made him you know, kept them hostage. Some shit like that. I guess I would.
He made Cassie?
He made Cassie. You sure?
Well, Cassie did. Cassie on some occasions, but Cassie said that, no, I did. Cassie say, oh, my man, Punisher say, either way. No, it was Cassie told Punisher that she feels some type of connection between them, wanting him to come back again.
Why? How is that Diddy fault?
That ain't Diddy fault.
Okay, right then. So the rest of that shit out the window then.
Yeah.
The rest of it was out the window. He ain't make you do nothing. You had feelings for the guy.
Right.
So, like I said, I'm not a Diddy defender here, but I'm just hearing what's being said, mm-hmm. right? I'm not defending Diddy in no kind of way. The fuck is nasty, period, mm-hmm. right? But what I'm saying, when we talking about criminal stuff here, she start developing kind of connection to the guy. He start feeling the way, what the fuck I got? That ain't criminal on Diddy part. Diddy ain't made you do nothing. He ain't made you fall for the guy.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying Diddy ain't a monster, but all this shit they piling on him, you know, somebody got to take some responsibility for this shit too now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Kid Cudi took a stand last week.
That motherfucker there could have stayed home. This motherfucker say Diddy broke in the house and unwrapped his Christmas gifts.
And lock his dog up.
And lock his
bathroom, right?
Kid Cudi.
Put a Molotov cocktail through the Porsche window.
Kid Cudi.
Window or the sunroof or something.
Kid Cudi a chump, man. He a chump, man.
You know what? You know,
he a chump.
You know, they were saying that Eminem was saying this in the song, one of the songs.
Oh, did it? Oh, I ain't catch that part.
Yeah.
It did that to Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Okay, now see, when you talking about stuff like that, like, that's criminal. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. We go criminal there.
Mm-hmm.
You telling the guy came broke your house unwrapping criminal gifts, you a punk if you let that man come and do that shit to you.
Well, he said you were at home. It said the dog sitter, the lady that house at the time was watching the dog. The dog sitter called him, told him what was going on. And so he was like 45 minutes away.
I bet you it took him an hour and 45 to get there. Scared rad. Okay, so.
But he says, so when he talked to Diddy, Diddy was calm, cool.
I don't know, Scum, man. I don't know. I'm about like this. You don't throw down a flaming damn ball or a damn Molotov cocktail through my damn window. It's on.
Yeah.
It's on. It's on. Diddy or no damn Diddy, it's on.
You know Diddy was there by himself, though.
Okay. Well, other people need to be on the damn thing with him then. Did you see Diddy throw it?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you see what I'm saying? Yo, maybe I ain't making no sense.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, you want to holler, did it this, did it that. But you see Diddy throw the shit in there? And what you did about it? With your punk ass. But then I saw something too, right, where they said Cassie gave Diddy the information where he cut his stay at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't ain't that take some responsibility?
Yeah.
You ain't had to tell that guy that.
Mm-hmm.
You could say he made you, but if something happens, you still in my eyes, you still liable. If you say, hey, stop, let me get your gun.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck else you want to do? You ain't going to the gun range.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get my gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I give you my gun, you go out here and do some wild shit. I got some responsibility on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm responsible for that gun. And what goes on with that gun. At the end of the day, it's in my name. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's under me. She give a deal of that information, if that's what happened, because that's allegedly what happened. Then if something would happen to that guy, she got to have some responsibility on that, too. Mm. I know you could say, well, I didn't know what he was going to do. You didn't, but you gave him the information.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad happened out of you. You don't get to dissolve yourself out of the situation because you ain't know what he was going to do with the information when you gave it to him.
Right.
What the fuck is he need to go talk to Kid Cudi at his house for? The guy you fucking.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, lady.
Yeah.
That's silly. That's silly. For you, that logic is silly to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what the hell Diddy was going there to do. When you gave up that man information, his house.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You didn't say you would go there to a barbecue. He wasn't dropping all down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what that fucker going on to do, man. You gotta have she has responsibility too. And a lot and I ain't saying everything, but a lot some of this stuff she got respond. I'll say some. Some of this stuff she gotta have responsibility too. It can't just be, oh, you know, Cassidy is so much of the victim here. Mm. And some and a lot of it is she is, but some of this shit she ain't.
Right.
So we gotta decipher what she is, what she ain't.
Right.
He cut her just a chump. All right. He just a chump. Chump.
Word. Well.
And I need Albie Shaw to shut the fuck up too. Cause he a chump too.
Albie Shaw, he get his moment.
He a chump, man. Moment. He begging for a moment though.
Yeah, he'll get his moment.
He begging for a moment.
Word. But listen, man.
Think Diddy gonna walk.
there you have it for this week of the eyes on the Diddy trial.
Oh, man, please give us y'all comments and thoughts on this Diddy thing, man. We love to hear from y'all out there, man, because this is a lot to unpack.
We continue with the Diddy Watch again next week. We out. Man.